Have you ever looked at someone facing tough times in life and thought, wow, they must not be living right? I'm sorry to say I have. God forgive me. Is that bad theology? Are bad things that come our way a result of not living right? We can go to the book of Job and answer that question. This can be a lot to unpack, but what I want us to see today is anytime we try to apply a belief to any situation of our own or anyone else's without seeking God in His word for truth, wisdom, and understanding, we can get into big trouble when it comes to what we believe about God. Jesus said in John 16:33, we'll face trials and tribulations or seasons of great struggle in this world. The rain falls on us all, but we can count it all joy, even give thanks through it, and trust God is in control. The Apostle Paul talks about reaping what you sow in Galatians 6, and through obedience, there is blessing. Still, Paul also knew very well, even as Christ followers, we are not immune to sin, sickness, death, and struggle. He lived it, and God's lavish grace continued to meet Paul over and over again. Today, I'm sharing one such story of that grace. Paul found himself shipwrecked on the island of Malta. It's the wildest journey. He was a prisoner headed to Rome, and they were hit with a horrible storm. The ship broke apart, and everyone on board swam to shore. Here's what happens next. Acts 28:1-6. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead, but after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. I call this flip-flop theology. A snake latched onto his hand from a bundle of firewood, and he shook it off. I would have died. Actually, that's the thing. Paul should have died. This was a viper the islanders obviously knew had a deadly bite. You see how they flip-flopped in their beliefs? He got bit. He must be a murderer. He didn't die. He must be a god. Don't miss this part. God did a miracle here. Paul should have died from that snake bite, but he didn't. Paul, in fact, had been a murderer. He was Saul before he was Paul, but God's grace met him. That's the beauty of the gospel of Jesus. Just like Paul, we don't get what we deserve. Because of Jesus, our sins can be wiped clean and our life made new. Paul knew that more than anyone, and in this moment, God gave him a very captive audience to share it with. I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what choices you've made, or maybe what island you feel like you're shipwrecked on. Here's what I do know. God loves you. Just like in Paul's life, God's grace is sufficient to meet you wherever you are, to cover whatever you've done, and to make a way for you. That's the truth. Life is full of hills, valleys, pandemics, snake bites, and shipwrecks. Through it all, remember what is true. God is good, and His grace is enough for anything you face. I'm Lori Klein.